Rocky Mountain Power provides electricity for 80% of Utah. During wildfire season, the company will usually plan outages to protect the power lines from further damage. But last weekend, several of the fires, natural and man-made, were unusually strong and damaging. This is David Eskelson, a spokesman for Rocky Mountain Power.
Wildfire is something that we have long dealt with. This is pretty unusual to have this much damage and concentrated in that small of an area. You know, damage of this magnitude typically does not happen every year.
As of last night, Rocky Mountain Power restored service to half of the customers affected by power outages and expect the rest of the customers to have service by Thursday. Because of the extensive damage caused by the fires, restoring power is a challenge. The first step is assessing damage and then trying to reduce the size of the outages to get residents back on. Only after that can repairing the utility poles and other structures be addressed.
The main challenges in a situation like this are just the logistics of assessing the damage, prioritizing that, and then getting the new equipment and the replacement parts all where they need to be. It's quite an operation, and there are, you know, literally dozens of people who are involved in that.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.